Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 is that number to call. Emails to jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am. Hey, I want to make note, friends, of ceremonies over the weekend, Oregon National Guard being deployed. These are soldiers, your neighbors, and many of them people who are going to have to leave their jobs and their families behind are going to various places in the Middle East. It's about 1,600, and this is part of the 41st Brigade Combat Team. That was the group that I was embedded with as a broadcaster in Afghanistan in 2006. Anyway, they're being deployed to places like Djibouti, Jordan, Kosovo, Qatar, and the UAE. Now, you hear, by the way, all of this business about, the Democrats hammering Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is pulling troops out of various places, right? Because that's what he said he was going to do. Endless wars. Now, I just read off to you a list of where Oregon National Guard people are going to. Kosovo was one of them. Now, how long have we been in Kosovo, folks? How come I don't hear from and who put us there? Well, we've been in Kosovo since 1995, I believe. Bill Clinton is the one who put us there. Why are we still in Kosovo? Well, it's a peacekeeping mission. It's not really a war. Okay. Isn't that kind of what we're doing in Afghanistan? Yeah, I know we still have soldiers out in the field, but they're primarily training missions. We do have some special operators working over there, but I don't know, can you really classify Afghanistan anymore as a war? But all these other places, the Middle East, Djibouti, Jordan, Qatar, and the UAE, not to mention Saudi Arabia, recently attacked, as you know, by the Iranians. So, does Trump have a point here? You know, he hammered Brian Kilmeade from Fox. In fact, that's a Breitbart news story about this. He hammered Brian Kilmeade because Kilmeade was daring to criticize. Can you ever criticize Donald Trump for anything? Is he just oversensitive to everything? Well, maybe he is to some extent, but I mean, how would you feel if you were Donald Trump? I mean, just think about all the stuff that's happened to you as president. All the plots that are continually, almost every day, uncovered. Some new thing about what the left and the deep state is trying to do to you. Trying to, you know, unelect you. A soft coup, if you will. How would you feel if you were Donald Trump? I mean, you could, I guess you can expect a little bit of sensitivity, but I just find it interesting that we are, the Democrats are criticizing Trump for everything he does, including bringing troops home, which is one of the ways that Barack Obama got elected. Remember that? It was okay when he did it. It's okay when Bill Clinton put American soldiers in harm's way who got killed in Kosovo. And we're still there. You see, selective memory. Being involved, being the world's policeman, is that really what we should do? Are there some battles worth fighting? Yeah, absolutely there are. There's no question about that. But, and at what point is Trump right? We stop spending all this money being the world's policeman. Now, that's different than endless wars, folks. This is a different thing. Should we continue to be the world's policeman? Or maybe should people like Djibouti and Jordan? Now, Jordan doesn't have any oil, but everybody else does. Qatar, the UAE, Saudi Arabia. Maybe they ought to step up and defend themselves. Not from the Israelis, folks, but from the Iranians and all the other radicals. Just a thought as we remember, and I want you to do this sincerely. I want you to remember these servicemen and women, it's both, that are being deployed out of the 41st Brigade. It's 1,600 of them. It's a lot of families that are going to be missing somebody in their family. Some of them are single families, too. And having been there, having been in Iraq and Afghanistan with Ranger units of both the two of the 162 and the 41st Brigade, I will tell you that it has an enormous impact on families. And it is not a good one, typically. Because you see what happens, life goes on. It goes on for your family left at home. The plumbing still backs up. Cars break down. Kids get in trouble. And it's really hard on families. I will tell you, when I was in Iraq in 2004 with the two of the 162, that there was about a 50% divorce rate. I'm not kidding you. There was one particular group that we sent off some years after that that had about a 90, it was a small group, but it was had about a 90% divorce rate. So what I'm asking you all to do, because I believe in prayer, I want you to pray for these families. You know, you build your life. This is really true. Those of you who've served both in the Guard and in active duty know exactly what I'm going to say. When you're in active duty, you build your life around being on active duty. When you're in the Guard and Reserve, you don't. You have a job. You have weekends. You have a home. You're part of a, you know, the Kiwanis Club or part of your church. And then you get called away, and it changes things. And it's very hard on families. So pray for them all, if you would, please. All right. So there's an Oregonian story. A manufacturing recession is the big question mark. So even though our jobless rate in Oregon is about 4%, and we are at historic strength, this is what the Oregonian says in the first sentence. Oregon's economy continues to enjoy historic strength, and they have a link to a previous story. But one that is cooling considerably is what? Manufacturing hours. Now, the story is trying to blame it here. I mean, and it is a bit of a warning sign. I'm not going to poo-poo this, folks. This is really true. The manufacturing hours are now at or below the hours worked for the average worker here in Oregon in a manufacturing business, and this is defined by the state. They're as bad as the years following the dot-com bust, you remember that? And during the Great Recession. And they give you a chart. And this is average hourly, weekly hours for manufacturing employees. And it's way down there. It's not quite as far as it was during the Great Recession, but way down there. So they're blaming it on, perhaps, and they're very careful in how they choose their words here. And there's a reason why, folks. And it's something I'm going to get into here in a moment. They are choosing their words carefully. Perhaps, I quote from the story, reflecting the costs associated with President Trump's trade war and the economic slowdown in China and the UK and in parts of Europe. There's no question, folks, that there is a slowdown in China. Thank you, Donald Trump. And there is a UK slowdown and in other parts of Europe. Why? Because they're socialist economies that continue to increase taxes and regulation. And that maybe here in Oregon, ours has been particularly steep. You see, our manufacturing hours are declining at twice the national rate. Now, why would that be? And that puzzles economists, they write in the article. No, it doesn't puzzle me at all. They're wondering if new state overtime rules, hello, there's the first little red flag that tells you this story is kind of nibbling around the edges of what's really going on here. Who wonder if the new state overtime rules or the bankruptcy of farmers cooperative NORPAC may be accelerating Oregon's slide. Let's just stop there, because here's what's really going on. They're nibbling around the edges of the real story as to why Oregon's manufacturing is decelerating at twice the national average. You know why? It's because all of the new taxes and all the new work rules passed by the regressive totalitarian Marxist in this state. So here's a question you can ask, because this show's about persuading the persuadable. Here's a question you can ask. And I'm going to get into some specifics of two new taxes that make being an employee and an employer a lot more expensive in this state. And it matters on the manufacturing side. You know why it matters? Because virtually every product that is manufactured in Oregon has a competitor who's manufacturing in a state without all of these high costs of employing. So, got an email from Defend 1776 about the Gathering of the Eagles. Thanks for encouraging us to attend the event. Lots of good people were there. Both of the breakout sessions I sat in on were very helpful. We did breakout training, friends, and that's one of the things that is so important. If we're going to get together and we're going to celebrate what the Senate Republicans did in walking away for 9 days, we should also provide value for people to come there to this event and get training how to advance their political principles and their values, how to be a part of the political process in a way that actually makes a difference for a change. Anyway, that's what the breakout sessions were, and this is what he's talking about. Bill Dewey talking about the Oregon Citizens Lobby and Roxanne Ross doing social media training. All the speakers were worth listening to, and the event was a success. Thanks, Roger. I appreciate you being there. I appreciate all of you who made the effort to get there. I unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute because my replacement during hemp harvest at the last minute said he couldn't make it. And that was a bummer. Truly a bummer. But at least, you know, in the 10 years that I have been part of the gathering of the Eagles, and especially this year, the first year since Ames Kurt Wright, his passing, I've never missed one. You know, and I started that with Ames 10 years ago. And, well, actually over 10 years ago. But the reality is, I have to take care of a farm, folks. And when it's time to go harvest, it's time to go harvest. All right. So why is Oregon's manufacturing slowdown particularly steep? Could it be the new state overtime rules? I mean, do we blame it on Trump? Here is China trade war or the slow economic slowdown in other nations that we export to? Or could it be things like the new business sales tax, where we know that some companies are going to be shifting manufacturing out of the state of Oregon? Because this is about a business sales tax. Could it be the new family leave payroll tax, which is an add-on to, oh, let's say, the new state mandated leave, which is added to the 1% family leave tax, which is this new tax that just goes in, which 60% is paid by you, the employee. So you're going to start seeing a deduction on your check's going to be smaller, not because of Trump, but because of the Democrats. And it's going to cost employers 40%. So the employee pays 60, the employer pays 40. This, by the way, is the most generous employee or family leave payroll tax in the whole nation. There are others, by the way, but this is the most generous, and we'll get into why. But you add it on top of these new state overtime rules, add it on top to the new scheduling rules, and you have a new 0.1% transportation wage tax that everybody gets to pay. If you're in the Portland area, TriMet payroll tax, you have it in Salem, you have it for Chariots, and you have it in Lane County. And of course, our income tax. Now, this is on top of everything else. Is it any wonder that manufacturers like Stimson Lumber, which have other lumber mills in other states, have said that they're going to shift their manufacturing and employees as much as they can to other states. Now, they can't do it entirely. And so, you know, whether you're a farm like mine or you are a timber guy, you are tied to the land. So you can only do so much of that. And believe me, the state is going to make sure that businesses are not gaming the rules and that you, in fact, are going to pay. And believe me, there are no boundaries to which, if you ever heard Rush Limbaugh describe what he's had to go through in leaving New York State and moving to Florida. They literally, apparently New York State can send people to your home and look in your refrigerator to see if you actually really, if you have food in your refrigerator, you actually live in there. They can demand your schedule. It's insane. So if you don't think, if they can do that in other states, like New York, if you don't think they can't do that in Oregon, they will. They're going to make sure that there are rules, there are ways you can't game the system. So if you are an Oregon manufacturer of some product, at some point, when do you say to yourself, I can't compete against competitors in other states that don't have the high cost of these socialist utopian ideas that make it impossible for me to make a buck, the cost of employing people? At what point do you flee that state, like manufacturers are doing in California, like manufacturers are doing in Illinois, like manufacturers are doing in New York State? All three of those states I just mentioned are run by regressive totalitarian Marxists, far-left socialist governors, legislatures. Does that ring a bell? So if you are in the business of trying to persuade others, you might ask this question. This news story about Oregon's manufacturing slowdown being going twice as fast as the rest of the country, could that be because of all these new taxes, rules, and regulations that the legislature has now imposed on manufacturers rather than Trump's trade war? And when you ask that question, do you have the opportunity then, do you have the ammunition to elicit, to tick off the long list of what they are, or do you even need to? But if you're engaging in thoughtful conversation, persuasive conversation, you may need to get into more of this. And when we come back, is going Democrat light the way for House Republicans to win, to pick up more members? Appears to be what the new leader of Republicans is saying. What do you think about that? Back in a moment, you're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends, on a Monday. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. So a couple of things. Again, thank you to all of you who came to the gathering of the Eagles on Saturday at the Ames Ranch as we remember the late Ames Curtwright, but we celebrated with a lot of great groups, Oregonians for Medical Freedom. These are the Moms Against Forced Vaccinations. Timber Unity was there, Oregon Firearms Federation. We'd hoped that the Russian and Slavic communities, old believer communities were going to join us. They were supposed to, but no one showed up, unfortunately. But at any rate, we celebrated those 11 courageous Republican senators who walked away from the legislative session. Now, why did they do that? Because they knew it was the only way they could stop cap and tax, this scheme that is destroying California's business. Oh, I don't believe me. The lobbyists for the business groups down there says, we've adjusted. We can make it work. Folks, that thing's been in place 10 years down there. It is just now ramping up to where the cost of those quote-unquote carbon credits are dramatically increasing. Now, why do you think business is fleeing California? And they are. The data on that is irrefutable. Relates to the story we just talked about. A manufacturing recession in Oregon, question mark? It's an Oregonian story. You can see it on if you go to OregonWatchdog.com, by the way. Oregon's slowdown in its manufacturing activity is at twice the national average of other states. Why? It can only be logically blamed on one thing. That is a lot of the policies put in place by the people who run Oregon. People whose idea is that government is the answer to everything. Well, is it? Again, the purpose of this show is to help give you ammunition, if you will, that allows you to persuade the persuadables. Do not waste your time arguing with those who are bought and paid for, in their minds anyway, of the left. Don't. But there are lots of people who aren't. You know them. Work with them. Maybe even in your church. By the way, a shout out to Anne Marie from church who shared with me a particularly wonderful story about her listening to this show. And I'm grateful for that Anne-Marie, because it just reinforces what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm trying to accomplish, again, talking about these political issues of the day in a way that allows you to change your world. That's the whole point. I'm not doing this just to hear myself talk, folks. I appreciate each and every one of you who not only listen, but actually do something about this. Anyway, Oregon's slowdown is particularly steep, the story says. With manufacturing hours declining at nearly twice the national rate, could it have anything to do with all the new rules and regulations passed by the Oregon legislature? Now, the new gross receipts tax is going to make the average company, according to data here, this new sales tax, it's going to make your cost go up by 12% in the average company. Now, if you're competing with another company, especially in manufacturing, outside of the state of Oregon, and I have a couple of friends who own companies and they manufacture things here in Oregon. One of them is establishing a new business, a new manufacturing company out of state. And the other one is talking about it. Why? I asked them the question, why? Because the cost of employing people is getting too expensive. And here's the other thing. They don't know what's coming next. If you're going to make long, if you think about this, if you are going to invest a whole lot of money in expanding your business here in Oregon, and you know, and it's going to take you years to pay it back, and you don't know what the legislature is going to do to you next in terms of raising your cost and not only doing business in Oregon, but employing people. Why would you do it when you could go to another state, like, say, a Texas or maybe an Idaho, that isn't going to do that? 12% higher cost due to the sales tax alone. Now, it's going to raise your personal living expenses, according to the legislature, about 4% a year. Every year. Year on year. But if you're a business, you're going to pay 12% more. Because that's what it does. Those of you who've seen the Oregon Small Business Association Foundation, they sent out a flyer on this. And let's say you are a beer drinker. You know, we have lots of beer in Oregon, right? Lots of microbrews. Well, the farmer, his costs go up because I can tell you as a fifth generation Oregon farmer, I have to buy products from companies that qualify for this tax. Like fertilizer, chemicals, other things. Well, my costs go up. The brewer, his costs go up because he paid for my costs. And now he has new costs. He imposes those costs on the distributor. His costs go up because he also qualifies. And then to the restaurant, could be, his costs go up. And your costs really go up. It's double and triple taxation, folks. That's the insidiousness of these kinds of sales taxes, gross receipts, or commercial activity tax, it's called. All of it means you're going to pay more. So it's one thing to say that Oregon manufacturing hours are declining at twice the rate as the rest of the country. Why? Why is Oregon in that category? Why? Could it have anything to do with our policies? Like maybe this new sales tax. Guess what? The new sales tax hasn't even been in place. It doesn't go into effect until January 1st. But all of these other work rules, like the new family leave payroll tax, it goes into effect now. Added to that, the sick leave. Remember that from a couple of years ago? Added to that, the new transportation tax, scheduling laws. I mean, all of this, folks, it adds up. It makes it very expensive. Now, how do you fight this? Do you fight it by being Democrat light? This news story about Christine Drazen, who wants to promote candidates that are focused on local communities and not special interests. Yeah, right. Is that, I mean, couldn't the Democrats say the same thing? The Democrats do say the same thing. She doesn't want to be as confrontive, according to the story anyway. Really? How does that square with encouraging and exciting the base? In all seriousness, would you rather have that Democrat light, or would you rather have what the Senate Republicans did, who stood their ground for what they believed in? Let's go to the phones. We'll talk first with Art. Art, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, Jeff. Obviously, you know, the cap tax threat is definitely there, so I agree with you 100%. I agree with everything you said because it's absolutely true. Surprise, surprise. I mean, I'm surprised it's not even going down faster than what it is, given the environment here in Oregon. But for the news media not to be able to analyze all that and put it in the article, it just goes to show that we don't really have a great news media here in Oregon that knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, you're right about that in so many ways. I mean, I will say this, and I got to let you go because you're breaking up, Art. I don't know why. Apparently the phone isn't as good today, but you're right about that because they typically protect the ideas of the left, which is what our governor has and everyone else. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning. I'm reminded of the how the Republican Party got started. The other parties were not fighting slavery, and the whole South was set up on basically the same idea that you exploit people, and then a few people are rich, and the Democrats when the Republicans formed and Lincoln became president, most of the states that seceded on the day that he was elected, they didn't give him a chance to get to become president. But afterwards, the Jim Crow that they put into place was these kinds of laws that suppressed.
Rebecca, we got to go to break. Why don't you hang on? We'll take you on the other side of the break here. We'll be back in a moment. 48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes off the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to Rebecca. And the Art's back because he's got a better phone line this time. I want to remind you that if you are, maybe you haven't tried CBD oil products and you're kind of, you know, curious about what it could do for you, why don't you go talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements. That's Vim, V-I-M, Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial in Salem. Right next to Safeway. Or you can go visit their website, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. They sell CannaShield. CannaShield is very high-quality CBD oil products. I use it. It's where I buy mine. I think you should try it. It works for me, and it works for a lot of other people that I know. Does not get you high because there ain't no THC in it. There's not a lot of other stuff in it either that maybe you get in other places, because Oregon has the highest and stringest rules about it. I know. I grow hemp for CBD oil, and I have been harvesting for 2 weeks every day. And I will be for the next several days. So anyway, Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Let's go back to Rebecca. Rebecca, continue your thought there.
Well, the Democrats, after the Civil War, put the Jim Crow laws into place that were designed to batten down the hatches, so to speak, and keep certain groups of people from succeeding financially. And one of the laws was but businesses had to be licensed. And before you could earn your first dollar, you had to pay the government for the right to open a business. So that's your first tax right there. So the Republicans created a reprimand in the House, at the national level, the Republicans created a reprimand for the Democrats for creating Jim Crow, but it didn't stop the Democrats from conducting Jim Crow laws. And I did a research on guns, and a lot of the things they're doing to us right now were the Jim Crow gun laws.
So you think, it sounds like what you're saying, Rebecca, is, and I got to let you go. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Sounds to me like what you're saying is that what the Democrats in Oregon are doing with business regulation and raising the cost of everybody's living is really the new modern Jim Crow laws, which are so reviled and should have been for what they were. I think that's an interesting point of view. And isn't that, I mean, seriously, that's another point you could make, couldn't you, if you're trying to persuade somebody in a persuadable conversation? Do you think that the same ideas that Democrats put in place with the Jim Crow laws after the Civil War to really keep the black population of America under their thumb, is that the same thing they're doing today, but now keeping all of us under their thumb? With all these new rules and regulations, it's interesting, isn't it? Let's go back to Art. Art, do you have a better phone line now?
I sure hope so. Do I sound better, Jeff?
Yeah, that's good. Better. So do you think going good. Democrat light is the way that the House Republicans get back a bigger majority?
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. I mean, first of all, that statement shouldn't have been made until we see what transpires with the recall Kate Brown effort. I mean,
which is today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We will
today.
Know today.
Okay,
today's turn-in day.
I don't know what she was thinking at all. Okay, because reality is the Republican Party has been pushed around and pushed around, and they don't give a care about what we think or our ideas, and that's going to continue. The only way that we are going to be successful is to be firm on the issues like taxes, et cetera, and not give ground to the Democrats, because the Democrats will turn you around and shove a knife straight up your back, Jeff. You know that. I know that. I'm very disappointed in those remarks, because you got to fight for our rights, and it sounds like she already doesn't want to fight for our rights.
Well, I have to, I mean, I know Christine, I recently had her speak at a meeting that I run along with Jason Williams with Grover Norquist Group, Americans for Tax Reform here in Oregon. And I was a little concerned by some of the things she said there in the meeting, but she's further quoted in this story that, quote, as soon as policy serves special interest or is an expression of a political agenda, you begin to stop serving the larger range of Oregonians. Okay. But that's the way it works. And nothing about that is going to change anytime soon. Certainly not on the left. So why? I mean, this almost sounds to me, Art, like unilateral surrender.
Well, it does to me too, Jeff. And quite frankly, we know, especially up in Portland and Eugene, and in the Eugene area, that special interests rule the roost. That we do not have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We have a government of special interests here in Oregon, and quite frankly, nationally. And if we don't clean that up and start running the government for the people, you know, we're going to continue to backslide. And that's just the facts of life. That is politics. You and I both know it.
Yeah, it is. And it is going Democrat light is not how you do this. Art, thanks for your thoughts today, folks. I mean, I would much rather, I believe in fighting and standing and believing, as our founders did, on the inalienable principles of liberty, which are timeless, because our rights come from God. Are we going to, now that's an ideological position. You have to stand for what you believe is right. And if you do that by, focusing on polarizing things, have we learned nothing from Donald Trump? Apparently not. I don't know. I hope Christine is not, Representative Drazen is just not headed down the wrong path here. You have to focus on the issues that are truly most important. And you have to do that. They're ideological. Again, I go back to Oregonians for Medical Freedom, Democrat pro-abortion women joining with conservative women to say, no, don't force my kid to have all of these vaccinations. Let me as a parent have some say in that. That's an ideological thing, and it is polarizing. We ought to be appealing to that, don't you think? I do. Thanks for listening, folks. Get out there. Make it a great day, and use persuasive arguments to persuade others. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Be blessed.